This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Every weekday, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now presented by Little John Financial Services. It's David Little John with True Wealth. This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Every weekday, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now it's Douglas County's Commissioner of Dirt with the Mike Winters Lawn and Garden Show on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, get it right, dummy. We're back. I'm calling myself a dummy.
I hit the wrong button. You called me a dummy?
No, I'm calling myself a dummy because I hit the wrong button.
But well, this welcome to the comedy hour.
We have some starting early.
Yeah, starting early. Anyway, welcome to the Mike Winters Lawn and Garden Show. It's a show about trying to educate folks out there who have questions or want to landscape their yard, or what do we do with that tree now that we've got it? How do we plant it? Lots of good basic things so that you have success in your home landscaping. So thank you for listening. And if you have questions about your landscape, you can call 673-4664 and get you right on the air. And you can ask your question and I'll give you an answer.
So there you go.
That's it. That's the bottom line.
You said you got a little wet coming in?
Yeah, it was sprinkling in the parking lot. And yeah, the sun is shining.
Oh,
and it's not totally cloudy at all. You know, the sun is shining and there's a few clouds. And I thought, what the heck is that? Somebody get me with a sprinkler?
I think my mom used to call that the devil is beating his wife or something.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. That's what she used to say.
I didn't know the devils got married, but that's okay. So, I've got a few questions I want cleared up in my mind, and maybe somebody out there is smart enough or has the knowledge to call and give me some answers.
Okay.
And, you know, first of all, with all the dry days we've had locally, why don't we seed the clouds when we do have clouds and cause it to rain? I mean, is it against Douglas County's ordinances or the or the governor's law?
Extreme
or
drought.
Whatever. I mean, they seed clouds and it causes rain. I don't know how it does it, and yeah, I don't know what kind of seeds they use or anything like that, but apparently it's successful when they do it. Mm. And, you know, when we have this dry weather year after year after year after summer, you don't get in the fall at least, when you get a good cloud cover, go up there and seed those clouds. Let's have some rain in Douglas County, for crying out loud.
Let's do it. Let's get it done.
You know, a couple of inches here and there.
It helped the fires, that's for sure.
Absolutely. That's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
All these fires and things and people out there. And fireworks hard. I worked on fires earlier in my years when I was 18.
Oh, really?
19 and stuff like that.
You beat me. I did it when I was 15.
15?
Yeah, the DFPA was still around, too.
Yeah? And would you lie about your age?
No. No, they didn't put us up to the big fires. They just had us doing the dirty work.
Oh, good.
I couldn't do that now.
Oh, gosh, I couldn't. I've done it a little bit, but I couldn't do it anymore, that's for sure. I have great admiration for those men.
Absolutely.
And women who are on them fire lines, and it's so stinking hot and dangerous and crazy, insane, and they're out there trying to put out these 2,000-acre fires.
Oh, gosh.
And I know there's equipment out there. Yeah. There's all this, and hopefully there's helicopters dropping water or jets dropping water or something. But
sometimes you get a great view, but that's about it.
Yeah, that's it. So why don't we seed the clouds and cause it to rain? That's my question.
Yeah.
If anybody out there has an answer, please call 673-4464 and tell me so that I can understand why we're not doing things that we could to help save our forests here in Douglas County. But, you know, rain would help with all the fires we have each summer, even if it's fake rain caused by seeding clouds. And, you know, there's some other good things that happen, of course. If it did rain in the summer like that, it increased the flow of water in many of our creeks, rivers, and watersheds. It would, you know, these dry fields that surround all of Douglas County and all the homesteads out there. Hopefully they would, you know, sprout some more green grass and get it growing. But anyway, I don't know if we need special permission, you know, to seed the clouds from the governor or the president or, you know, who. Or do we have to ask the state or the feds or the county government?
Why don't you call the governor? You're good friends.
She and I are real buddies. Sarcasm reigns great here in the studio sometimes. But there's probably some kind of stuff that you have to go through.
Yeah.
Stuff was the best word I could come up with there.
Yeah.
To get you know, something like that to happen. I don't know who makes those decisions or if the local, whether it's state land or federal land or private land, they just get permission from somebody who knows. I mean, the bottom line is put the stinking fire out before it does any more damage. But we'll see. I'm gonna find out one way or
another.
You're
on a mission.
Yeah. It seems to me, you know, we've got the technology to cause the rain in August. We should use it and do it, okay? So my bottom line rant and rave for the day. But I'm going to throw this quick thing in here. The new owner, excuse me, at Wintergreen is going to have a sale at the nursery next month in October. I don't know what the dates are, but you can be looking for advertisements, I guess. I think it's the first week of October, and it's the 50% sale on all the trees, shrubs, and everything that's in stock right now. So there will be more advertising and things probably, you know, fairly soon. I haven't talked to her about when she's going to do it, but I thought I'd throw in a blurb and let you know that it's coming up. We always had sales in October because it was a, you know, a good time to plant.
Yeah.
The weather was cool. We even occasionally had some rain back in the day. And so there's not too much damage you can do to a tree or a shrub if it's cool, damp, and it can just sit there for the winter and get ready.
Normally doesn't freeze in October.
No, normally it doesn't. Yeah, probably the second week in October it'll snow 3 feet deep, but I don't know.
Well, let's open up.
I don't know either. In the meantime, we'll water our landscapes, you know, via hose or sprinkler and just kind of pray for rain. It looks like no rain in the forecast for this month, but, you know, I hope I'm wrong. It actually sprinkled on me yesterday morning when I left my house. I had to actually use the windshield wipers, and the problem I had was trying to figure out what dial is that windshield wiper. Is it the round one or is it the square one?
No, that's the AC.
Oh, no. I turned on the wrong dial. Yeah, it you know, every you put it on the slow mode, so every, 30 seconds, the wipers go back and forth. That kept up with it.
Nah, I like it when it does that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we're going to water our landscapes. We're going to keep doing what we have to do. You know, just get those hoses. Don't put the hoses away. Don't turn the sprinkler off yet because it's I don't know what the forecast is. Do you know what the next few days or week might be?
Well, we got a chance of rain Saturday and Sunday. Then rain likely Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
And Wednesday, rain likely. Didn't say how much or whatever.
No, 2% maybe.
40%, there you go, on good. Saturday night.
I mean that's getting me excited now.
That thunderstorm, too, maybe Tuesday.
Well, as long as it doesn't have any lightning with it, I'm all for it, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, that's good. I hope that's, you know, I hope they're accurate with all that right now. And even though the days are cooling, there has been, like I say, no moisture to speak of in the morning. So we'll continue to irrigate just to keep our plants alive until, you know, our first real rainstorm.
No.
And then after that, you can put the hose away till about April, and you'll be okay, and the plants will be okay. But the plants that need the water the most are the newly planted ones this year, this fall. That's the ones that are, you know, let's say you landscaped your one of your flower beds last month, and you've been out there diligently taking care of them and all that. It's those are the ones that need, you know, that moisture, because it has been, you know, still warm,
right?
Still, you know, fairly dry, and the ground around those plants is dry. So, yeah, you don't want those roots to dry out. You don't want to flood them and kill them with too much water, as I preach.
Don't give them too much love.
Yeah, not too much love. You want to keep them damp, but that's okay. But newly planted, like, especially anything that's a flowering type shrub, because they're setting buds for next year's flower crop, etc. You don't want those to dry out. And they're usually at the tips of the branches, so those are the first things that would dry out from lack of moisture. And so it's good to keep them good and moist until the natural moisture falls out of the sky. And remember, those roots haven't developed enough to withstand a prolonged dry soil condition thing. And I'm not, like I say, advocating the daily water kind of thing, but once or twice a week is not going to hurt anything. You're not going to be overwatering or anything like that. And we have a phone call.
We have a phone call. Hey there, you're on the air with Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
I have a couple questions. One is, why did I have such puny tomatoes this year? And I planted cosmos and marigolds and my green beans on the climbers next to them. And the cosmos are 5 feet tall, covered in blooms, and the tomatoes have, like, maybe 3 tomatoes on them, and they just look sick.
Quit watering them.
Okay.
No, I'm serious. Quit watering them, because... if you, the tomatoes are really weird, not too weird, but you know, when they're young and you first put them in, they need that moisture to get that root system going and all that. But once they start putting on growth, you can start cutting back on the water. And then once you see the flower, the small yellow flowers coming out on the tomatoes, really cut back on the water, because the stress is what causes the tomato to form.
Well, I did. I only watered them. They're on a timer, and they were only getting watered like every 3 days.
That's too much.
And it just
too much.
Well, I've done this. Well, for years they always served me well, but this year they did not.
Huh.
So okay, well, okay.
Well, and you've been
have
you been planting them in the same place each year?
No, I move them around.
Okay.
No, I hate.
Okay.
And then my other question. What is the secret to the sunflowers? Oh my God! This year, I have sunflowers that came up. Normally, I plant them in certain areas where I can stake them, because they get up, you know, 8 to 10 feet. Okay, this year, I have a whole row of the suckers, and they're all about 4 feet high, and just now starting to get little teeny heads. And I'm going, well, this is a little late.
Well, they're dwarfs.
Oh no!
No, I don't. I don't know. How's your watering scheme on those? What do you do? How often?
Well, I was watering them like every 2 days.
Wrong. Stop it. You stop the watering. Let them go. I've got sunflowers that hardly get any water, and they're crazy. They have blooms all over them, and they're huge. So,
is there a specific that does better in this area, though, like the striped ones or the black oil, or should I, you know, what is going to be better?
I truly cannot answer that. I don't know much about sunflowers at all, but you know what I see out in Garden Valley, there's several farms out there that have rows of sunflowers, and they've got so many big old sunflowers on them, and I've never seen any irrigation on them at all, because the guy irrigates with from the river, and I've, you know, when they were small there was some irrigation, but after that he moved his irrigation to another portion of his farm, and they're just crazy. There's hundreds of them, and they're just big and beautiful. So
Well, I've had them before, and they got up, you know, like I said, 8-10 feet high. The stalks were a couple inches across.
Oh, yeah.
And then this year, just squat. I mean, awful. And I'm going, is it just this year?
Huh.
I mean, it's weird. I've gotten too many things that just aren't doing well. Now, the Italian prune is probably going to break all the limbs off the tree.
Are they ripe?
That's something else entirely. So there you are. Okay, well, I'll just see maybe next year now. I'll cut back the water and see if it's any better.
Yeah, and don't water any more this year, for crying out loud. Leave them alone.
I'm not. I've already turned it off. No, I already turned it off. And we're supposed to get rain by Tuesday. Yes, we are.
Yeah, right. Okay. I'll believe it when I feel it.
Yeah, well, please God. We need it. I mean,
I know. Tremendously.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. All right. We'll be right back.
Take a break.
Yeah, and the phone number, Mike.
673-4464.
News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All righty, we are back, hopefully with your phone calls.
Yeah, 673-4464 if you have a question about your landscape or a particular shrub or something like that, and you don't understand something about your yard. When do you fertilize? When do you water? And all
you're
that
right
kind
there?
Of things. I know a few things about that, and so fall is a great time to plant. And with the days we've had, I don't quite call it fall.
Yeah.
I mean, the calendar might say September or whatever it is, but maybe October will treat us a little bit better with cooler days, a real rain instead of the sprinkle stuff that kind of disintegrates before.
Seems like it always rains when I take the kids out for trick-or-treating.
Well, that's the end of October.
That's the end of it, but, you know, it's still October.
Yeah. Well, why don't we trick-or-treat on October 1st?
There you go.
Get those rains coming early.
My grandkids would like that.
Jeez Louise. Well, if you do want to plant this fall, I mean, that's, you want to get some more shrubs, you want to do some trees, or you want to put in a lawn, wait until it rains at least an inch or two, so it softens the ground. So, because it's not going to rain incessantly for, you know, a month every day or anything like that. But you know, if it rains an inch or two, and then you plant whatever you're wanting to plant, the chance of survival is almost 99%. I mean, because you're taking him from a nice pot with good soil and putting them in dry ground, they're going to struggle. But if it's wet, if it's cool, hey, that's a good time. And you can work the soil better. I mean, soil prep is a whole lot easier to accomplish when the ground has some moisture in it rather than hard as a concrete walkway and you're trying to shovel a thing and dig a hole in this stuff and thinking, how am I going to get the depth I need to plant this particular tree?
You've got
to
break your dang shovel.
Especially if it's tree. We got a call.
We do have another call. Hey there, you're on the air with Mike.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I've got a question on our garden.
Yes.
We have a huge garden. Anyways, this is the first year that we've gotten that weed. I think it's pronounced purslane.
Uh-huh.
It's that edible weed.
Yeah.
Have you heard of that purslane? I think that's how you call it. Pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we wanted to know. I mean, it infested our garden this year for the first time. It's like a carpet, and we tried to pick it all out, and then it came right back again. And I was wondering what we could do for next year to make sure that doesn't come back again, or can you?
Well, you still have garden products in the ground now?
Yeah.
That are producing? When they're done producing, when all your vegetables are done, pull the vegetables out, and then you can spray the purslane with Roundup or some other weed killer. And you might have to spray it twice or so. But what happens with the Roundup, it gets on the leaves and then goes all the way down into the root system and kills the roots as well. And you may, like I say, you may have to do it twice before it gets really cold and wet. And then in the early spring, if you see anything, any of that coming back prior to your planting the garden, go ahead and spray it again. Now, Roundup will not hurt the soil, but it just affects the plants. So in the spring, let's say end of February, first part of March, something like that, and you see this stuff coming back, give it a good spray, wait a couple of 3 weeks, and then go ahead and install your garden. And you should cut down on the number of it.
Okay. Yeah, my concern was, I mean, I've sprayed, you know, our other weeds and stuff with Roundup before in there, but I guess my concern with this stuff is I know it goes to seed. You know, it's already gone to flower.
Right.
You know, for like the last month, and I know you know, they've already gone to seed, so I'm concerned about, you know, next year they're all going to come back again, but I'll do that like you're saying. I'll go ahead and...
Yeah, the early spraying, will keep it to a minimum, because that seed that's in the ground, it'll, you know, it germinates and it starts coming up. It's coming up and it's juvenile type weeds. So that's when you do the spray, and see, they haven't formed any seed yet, so they can't reseed themselves. So you got a better chance of having a clean garden.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
Okay. Call me back and let me know.
Right. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
I will.
Okay. Good.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was an interesting call.
Why?
This kind of flowed, and he was interesting to listen to.
Well, that was an easy call. You know, I know what he's talking
about. Had a two-way conversation going.
Yeah, actually. No, I know I like calls like that. That's good.
Yeah. What's our number so somebody can call?
673-4464 is the number to call if you have a question. And I love questions, and I give you the right answer, guaranteed.
Especially the ones you can answer.
Yes. Once in a while, they got a question I can't answer.
Well, at least you're honest.
Well, I could make something up. Like a politician.
Well, we
kill them with rocks.
We won't mention any names.
No, we won't. But and I was talking about fall planting for your landscape.
Yeah.
And the information I gave to the last caller was, if you got a weed patch, go ahead and spray the things and kill them, so you got a clean slate to work with. Before you start planting, a new lawn or putting in shrubs, you know, and get a good kill on it, and then you can plant your shrubs. You can put a good layer of bark mulch or rock, however you want to do that, or till up the old weed patch that you want to install a lawn in, and you're going to have. Douglas County is not weed free.
No, we'll worry. Yeah.
and you'll still have some weeds, but it'll be minimal in comparison to what it could have been had you not sprayed and done some preliminary work to just destroy those weeds. It's a tough thing to do.
Oh, Douglas County, they love us.
They do. I know. You know, fall, of course, is the best time to renovate your lawn or even install a new one, because you're not going to be married to the water faucet or the sprinkler system every day trying to keep it alive. So, again, you know, as the months wear on and we get more cool weather and a few little bit of rain in between, that's a great time. And renovation is a good thing to do. You got an old lawn, it's kind of yellow, and when you walk on it, you bounce on it because the old dead grass is so thick in there that you just kind of bounce around.
It's kind of like a trampoline.
Exactly. So you want to renovate it by thatching and pulling out all the old dead grass in there. There's a machine you can rent. It's a thatching machine. You can get it at Roseburg Rentals down the, I think it was on Stevens,
yeah. I think.
And what it does, it rakes out all the dead grass. You adjust the height to it, and you can go right down to the soil and get all that dead stuff out of there. And the dead stuff comes up easily, and the grass that's actually rooted in doesn't damage that too much. And you can cut that short when you're done, and then get an aerator and aerate that lawn, which is pulling plugs of soil out, so that when you do fertilize and you do water, the water actually gets down into the root systems where it does the most good for the lawn. And if you reseed it too, you're going to have a beautiful lawn come spring. It's that easy.
Nice.
And you can do it in the spring. You can do it in the summer. But the best time... And for the best results is usually in the fall, this time of year.
Would that get rid of those stinking grubs too? Or
yes, it would help, but it wouldn't. wouldn't kill them all. It would certainly help, but you'd if you had grubs, you know, and that's you brought a good point up there. If you're doing something like that, you want to dig down and see if you got any grubs, and if you do, you before you install the new lawn, et cetera, go ahead and put the grub material down and kill what's there, and then wait a few weeks before you put in the new grass and everything else, and then it's okay.
Stop them in their tracks, so to speak.
Yeah, but you'll never get rid of those puppies either. Invariably, you know, they love Douglas County for some reason. I'm sure there are in other counties too, but I haven't.
Prevalent here, it seems.
It seems to be. It's the perfect climate for grubs and stuff like that. And weeds, grubs, you know.
Blackberries.
Yeah, blackberries. This is the blackberry capital of the world, I think. But if you, like I say, the renovation, you're taking out the dead grass, you're poking holes in the soil, you're fertilizing, and you're going to have a good green lawn in a very short time. And this time of year, you're going to have to water it a little bit to initiate the fertilizer process so it starts to break down and gets into the root system. But once it starts raining, you turn it off, you're good. It's good to go. And it's not going to grow real fast because it's getting cooler. Cooler days, less sunshine, all that kind of stuff. So it's going to green up, it's going to grow, but it's not going to be a foot high by March or anything like that. So that's how you want to do it. But, you know, your beds, your landscape beds, too, you got some weeds in there, go ahead and spray and let them die and get rid of them and put some new mulch on. Or if you don't like mulch, and some people like rock, they like gravel or they like round rock or something like that, go ahead and put it on fairly thick. If it's bark, oh, gosh, at least 3 or 4 inches so that it actually does keep the weed growth to a minimum. You'll never get rid of weeds in Douglas County unless you concrete it. And even when you concrete it, guess what? They find a crack in the concrete and grow. And they do it in roadbeds as well. So that's how that works.
Speaking of a crack and sneaking in here, Kyle's got some news he wants to bust out.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, just want to let folks know if they're out driving, we've got a school bus versus pickup accident at Diamond Lake and Stevens. It's actually been going on for a while. And looks like everybody has gotten off okay, kid-wise, from the bus. A small pickup, though. And right now it's blocking one lane of traffic. You also cannot go from Diamond Lake and head north on Stevens. And traffic on Stevens and Diamond Lake, it's backed up both directions. Things moving very slow through the area. Wreck probably happened about 15 minutes ago. I actually got stuck in the mess as well. Just finally got back here a few minutes ago. But again, Diamond Lake and Stevens school bus versus pickup accident. So be careful.
All right. Well, you want to give out a phone number and we'll take a break.
Yeah, 673-4464. If you have a call, don't hesitate. We'll have an answer.
News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All righty, we're back. We had a call coming in during the break. Please call back. We'll get right to you.
Yeah, 673-4464. We had to take a break because they got these things called commercials and stuff, you know.
And news breaks.
News breaks, yeah, right. But anyway, I was talking about thatching in your lawn and planting shrubs because it's fall and it's a good time to do it because I don't think we're going to hit 100 degrees anymore.
Oh.
Hopefully not. If we do, I'm moving to Antarctica or something.
Or Alaska.
Yeah, well, at least Alaska, yeah. That's good. But, you know, we got a call?
Two calls. Which one should I take first? Let's just go.
The first one.
Hey, you're on the air with Mike Winters.
Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. So, question for you. I have a bunch of ground cover stuff in my flower beds, but I've also got a bunch of weeds.
Yeah.
How do I preserve the ground cover and get rid of the weeds?
Well, it's going to be a hand-picking operation.
It is horrible. It is. I've been contemplating just tearing it out completely and entirely, and just hand-picking out the plants, and then just, I don't know.
Well, that was going to be my second suggestion. If you got some good plants in there, go ahead and dig them up carefully. And get them out of the way,
it's
and then
sedum is what it is. And I love my sedum. It gets a nice, really yeah. good little bed there. But the weeds from the grass just blow into it.
I know.
And then by the time I realize it's there, the weeds are all.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I get the same thing at my place. I'm surrounded by.
Well, I was contemplating taking it up and then putting in. Better fresh soil and some of that fabric.
Well, the fresh soil is a good idea. I don't care for the fabric, but if you want to use the fabric, make sure you have a good hole where the plant actually goes, so that air circulation can get to the root systems and water can get to the root systems. Because
the sedum wouldn't be able to grow on top of that fabric, even if I had.
Right. It would spread, but it would be not as healthy or as fast growing. Yeah.
Sounds good.
I would clean out the sedum, you know, transplant it temporarily, then get in there and just go through that bed and get all the other junk out of there, till it up, grind it up, make it beautiful, add some potting soil or bark mulch or something like that, and mix it all together until, you know, you've destroyed any root systems from your weed system and all that kind of stuff, and then plant back your sedum.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
All righty, second caller, please call back.
Yeah, we didn't mean to put you on hold, but here we are.
They heard us. Yay! Hey, you're on the air with Mike Winters.
Yeah, Mike, they have azalea bushes.
Yeah.
And they seem to want to be, the first group that we had were, they all died except for two of them. And now these are getting brown leaves on them.
Okay. How often are you watering?
Every other night.
Wrong. Don't do it. That's why the leaves are getting brown on the edges and starting to curl up a little bit, right?
Yes.
That's to overwater. What you're doing with that much water is you're killing the feeder roots, and the feeder roots are as small as hair, and they're the ones that take the nutrition from the soil and send it up into the plant, and too much water excludes the oxygen and rots the roots, and consequently those feeder roots die, and then the plant starts to go downhill because it's not getting any nutrition from the soil.
Okay, but you know, I started not watering them. I was letting them go 2 days without no water. Then they acted like they were going to shrivel up. They were kind of like, please give me some water.
Were the leaves?
When I give them water again, then they jump right back and looking good, but then the leaves start turning brown.
Yeah, well,
See, and I do have them on the edge of a, lumber logs that I put there to retain the dirt.
Yeah.
And they're about 3 feet from the log. And I was thinking that they was getting too much air from the top and along one of the sides. And I don't know.
No, I doubt that. I really doubt that.
Okay. Just,
and when you do plant them, you know, really firm the soil down. Once the plant's in, just take your hands and just push the soil down so there's no air pockets or anything like that. And like I say, with sedum, if you watered once a week, that would be more than ample on sedum. I've got sedum, and I've got some of them other things that once they're established, I water them maybe once a month.
Wow, because the
beautiful.
Only thing is, all of my other plants are are looking good that's around them. I mean, they're all flowering and they're all doing really
good. Yeah, but
good.
Sedum will grow out of rocks and concrete. That's how tough they are, see? they're a semi-arid plant.
All right. Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All righty. Lines are open for you.
Yeah, 673-4464. I love the calls. Thank you for doing it. Oh, gosh. Let's see. I've been talking about lawns and renovation on the lawns and stuff like that. And in my last segment, I talked about the thatching and the aeration and all that. And if you want to maintain a good lawn, you're going to have to, you're going to really need to do this, say, every, 3 to 5 years. And if you do that every 3 to 5 years, once you get established on a routine, you're not going to have to do it as heavily. But every time you do it, you're going to improve that soil. You're going to improve the root systems, and you're going to have a better lawn for it. And so, you know, 3 to 5 years on average depends on the type of soil you have. We got another call. All right.
Yes, sir. This is... Hey there. You're on the air with Mike Winters.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing good so far. I'm on a roll, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
We love it.
I planted some blueberries, and they don't seem to be growing, but my leaves are always kind of a yellowish color.
Uh-huh.
What's going on?
How old are they?
I bought them last year, I think, a Bi-Mart.
Well, I'm not going to make any suggestions.
No, please don't.
But, what you want to do is check your soil. And you know, actually stick your hand down in there next to the plant and actually feel the soil. Is it damp? Is it soaky? Is it bone dry? And that's going to give you, you know, your first clue. If it's bone dry, go ahead and give them a soak. If it's wet, you're giving it too much water, as I told the other gentleman.
That's what I just heard you saying, that guy, because I water these every night down a drip line.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Okay.
They don't need it.
I'll go out and unplug it.
Good. You're good to go.
Okay. Well, thanks for your time, bud.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you for the call.
All right.
Cool.
Bye-bye.
All right. 448. Lines are open once again.
448. How did it get to be that time again?
I don't know. It's going quickly
I'm
today.
Only on the second page of my outline here, my notes and stuff. Jeez,
you better speed read.
I love it when you people call.
Should we take a break now and then come back?
Okay.
We only got a couple of minutes anyway.
Okay. Take a break. You're the boss.
All right. And the phone number, Mike?
673-4464. Any questions, fair game.
News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, that's inflation. All righty, we're back.
We're back. And if you got a question, 673-4464. We're right here. I'll answer it. So I've been talking about fall planting, and, you know, it's kind of been broken up into segments because of all the phone calls I've had.
That's cool, though.
I'm not complaining at all. So get down to the watering of potted patio or porch plants.
There you go.
You know,
that's a mouthful.
I know. You got a big pot, and you've got a azalea in it or a dwarf Japanese maple or something like that.
And it's on a porch.
Yeah, you have to pay particular attention to them because it's so easy to under or overwater those because of the pot. And make sure your pot has drain holes in it, so, and good draining soil. That's the key to success there. And even though it's cool and all that, you want to, again, feel the soil. If it's damp, let it go. If it's dry, soak it. And that might only be every 6-7 days that you give it a good soaking, if that. If it's in full sun, it might, you know, might have to do it twice a week, but no more than that, and they'll be fine. Potted plants, you know, they look good. They're on the patio, they're on your front porch or whatever else, but you just have to pay a little bit extra attention and care this time of year. So you want to continue to fertilize lightly, say until about the first part of November, because that root system will store whatever fertilizer is added to it, but go lightly on the fertilizer, and it'll get down there into the root system, and the root system will absorb it, and then they store it over the winter because nothing's happening. It's too cold, not enough sun, too much rain, snow, whatever. And but comes March or mid-March, first part of April, they start to grow again, and some things even sooner than that. They've got the necessary food already stored, so they come out strong in the spring. And as they're coming out strong in the spring, you lightly fertilize them again. Potted plants, if you give them too much, there's not enough room for all that fertilizer in those root systems to absorb it or for the fertilizer to drain away.
It's kind of like overloading them.
Overloading, I mean over-fertilizing.
Yeah.
Then you really see the leaves turn brown and crispy real quick because you gave them too much of the good stuff. One way to avoid that is to use a liquid fertilizer in the spring, where you mix 2 tablespoons of the super juice to a gallon of water, and then you pour it around the roots. See, it's not a long-lasting thing. It's like drinking a milkshake, a chocolate shake. Yeah. When you're hungry, you can get all the way through till dinner, you know, that way.
But sounds like you're talking Miracle-Gro.
Right, Miracle-Gro products, and there are so many different types out there. But there are some that are specifically made for azaleas, rhodies, junipers, you know, and just read the labels and educate yourself as to what's good and what's bad. And Liquinox products, I've used those for all my years as a landscape contractor, and they seem to have a good formula for their fertilizers. Cool. And so when you find something good, stick with it. Unless you see something brand new come on the market and then they're raving about it, you can try it out, see if it works. But always remember what did work, and if you have to go back to that, you do that. So, and like I say, fertilize lightly, maybe until November. But if it's granular, it's very light. You know, if it's in a pot, you might use a teaspoon spread evenly throughout the pot if it's a good-sized pot. If it's a real small pot, you know, half a teaspoon maybe, and it'll do fine. And then they're going to be on their own till March, like I say, or April, depending on the weather. And but when spring comes around, they're all loaded for bear. They'll come out strong. They'll have good leaves, and they're just really going. And when you're buying plants for pots, make sure that the pots have drain holes. A lot of these good-looking pots, you say, "Oh man, I'm going to get one of those." And you some people don't look. They buy it, take it home, and they all, "Hey, there's no drain holes." So some of these decorative pots, why they don't have drain holes, I don't know. But make sure there are drain holes, and if there aren't, go ahead and borrow a drill or get a drill and drill some holes in there so that if you do happen to give it too much water, the water can go all the way through and get the heck out of the root system. And that's the best way to
get rid of it.
Yeah. And then you want to fill those pots with high quality, good quality planting mix. And then you fertilize lightly for, you know, like I say, for the fall and winter. And most important is the pot large enough for the plants to grow and be healthy for, say, 3 to 5 years? Because and if it's a small plant, like maybe an azalea or something along those lines, something that's not going to get overly big, it can last for, you know, quite a long time, you know, maybe 10 years and something like that. But you're going to have to prune it. You're going to have to make sure it doesn't get too big and keep that root system in the
top. You need to pay attention to it.
Yeah, you actually got to watch how it grows and pay attention so that you, you know, otherwise you kill it. why kill it? You know, you don't have to. It's easy. But they'll bloom in the spring and continue through the summer, and they'll look good for you till fall, and they're tough that way. And they, like I say, they really don't require a lot of care. They'll do best in a morning sun, afternoon shade environment for the most part. And and like I say, if you need more sun, you can pick up the pot, or maybe you and your wife can pick up the pot and move it into a sunnier location. But normally, half a day sun, or, you know, 5 hours of sun is good for most plant materials, unless it's something exotic that likes the shade, then you're going to have to pick up, you know, a fairly shady place for it. And if it gets an hour or two of sun, that's good, and it'll grow real well there. But we've got a lot of potted plants. I've got my bonsai collection in the back of my house on a wall, retaining wall that I built years and years and years ago. And I've probably got 35 of them, and they're in very small pots. And we have, in the summer when it's hot, we have to water them every day because the pots are only like three inches deep and maybe 10 inches, 12 inches long and 8 inches wide. So there's not a whole lot of soil in there. So that's why we have to water them every day, because the root system on a bonsai plant, you're dwarfing the plant. So consequently, you don't want it to grow a lot, and you don't want it to grow fast. So you cut that root system down, keep it in a small place so it can't expand. But in doing so, you have to balance out the water and the fertilizer. I mean, I could probably water these every day in the July, August, even June into September, and they would do fine because they drain very quickly. I mean, I'm watering with a hose, and and I'm holding it right there at the base of the tree, like a Japanese maple or something. And as I'm watering, I can see the water coming out of the bottom drain holes. So that's how quickly that stuff drains. That's why you water it more often. If it didn't drain, then you'd be waterlogging it and killing it. So that's how that goes. We got any more time left? Or?
Oh, about 20 seconds.
20 seconds. Ew. I want to thank everybody that called. I love the calls. Thank you very much for doing that. And don't hesitate to call. Any question, like I say, is fair game. And if I don't know the answer, I'll tell you I don't know it. But I got 50 years experience as a professional, so I think I know a little bit about some things.
Maybe.
Maybe.
No.
So.
All right. We'll see you next week, Mike.
Yes, we will. I'll be back.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Stay tuned for the afternoon report with Douglas County's news team next. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.